And now, presenting from across the pond, it's the Squared Circle Relics Podcast.
Good afternoon. It's a bit of a weird one. We're recording this on an afternoon. Hello, Jamie. It's just
hello. How you doing?
It's just Jamie and I today, and it is just a quick breaking news segment
in the daylight.
Yeah, we don't often have these, to be honest, do we, Jamie? To be honest, it's very rare that we do them. But
yeah, I mean, this is kind of something we needed to kind of do, really, and we've been advised a few bits and pieces. Thought, no, let's do it, really.
Yeah. So we won't keep you long. We'll try to keep this as a shorter one because we're doing this on our lunch breaks, basically. So, Panini Impeccable is coming out soon. We all know that it's around the corner, and it's at a very high price this time round. Double the price that it was last term. So I think it wasn't last year, it was the year before. So we were all very confused to why it's doubled in price. Everyone was speculating numerous different reasons, supply and demand, etc., blah, 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 blah.
But we were chatting last week, weren't we, on the show, like just why was it such a massive difference, really?
And to be honest, there's so many different rumours and speculation that, to be honest, it all kind of, if it's all a rumour, then none of it's true. In my view, you know what I mean, with regards to it's all the same stuff. We have had a little nugget rumor come our way that is different from anything else, and I think ultimately this we need to talk about it today. So we have been rumored that when the checklist from Impeccable does drop in the next couple of weeks, well, a month or so, the price of the product is going to skyrocket. Now, what does that mean? What could that mean? Well, we all know that CM Punk is going to be included in the base at the very least. I personally don't think that the product is going to skyrocket in price because of CM Punk. We've seen many CM Punks in the past. Why would this cause an eruption? Now, there are two glaring, obvious inclusions that might cause this. One is The Rock, i.e. as The Rock.
As
The Actual Rock, not Dwayne Dibley, Dwayne Johnson. But ultimately, I think we would have heard if The Rock was going to be included in this already. I think that's too big a news not to have surfaced already. So the breaking news and what we're going with right now is that Logan Paul will be included into the Impeccable set as an autograph. So it's the only obvious answer to the question right now, but we believe that that is the case, within the case. Maybe it's a case here, who knows? But yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be huge. If this is real, then this is going to be a massive release and the price point of Impeccable will go up. So potentially what we're saying right now is buy your boxes now before it goes even higher than it is currently right now. Jamie, thoughts?
No, exactly that. And we've obviously been led to believe as well. And it's from a legit source. It's not just a Twitter rumor as such. Mm-hmm. The main thing with this is that the idea behind it is actually the price point is already up. And when this checklist does land, the idea is that actually this may garner outside interest from outside of the wrestling hobby as well. Mm-hmm. And again, this alludes to what Lloyd has just said there, that ultimately it isn't just another wrestling name. It's going to be something that either Rock or what we think it's going to be is Logan Paul.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, this is going to be his first certified official card outside of anything. He's never been in any, he wasn't in the Sidemen set. He's had no other cards. This will be his first certified auto. So it makes perfect sense that if this is the case, why if it's gone up and it's going to go up even further, really.
There you go. I think that's our breaking news. I don't think there's much else to report on other than we're first again. Jamie, we've lost again.
I guess if on a real quick thing, so if we are alluding that it's going to be Logan Paul, I mean, what type of things do you think we get? Do you think you're going to get a really SSP auto? Do you think we're going to get him across the range?
I
can imagine it's going to be quite a hard one.
I think he'll be limited to like 49.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really low number.
I really think it'll be limited to about 49. In the set, so you get like a out of 49, out of 25, out of 10, and then 1-on-1.
Yeah,
I think.
And then you think the 1-on-1, what the hell would that potentially do on the card market?
Well, I think the golds, like if you have, because it will be a color match, and golds always sell really well. I think the 1-on-1 obviously will go for ludicrous prices, but the golds in itself, yeah. I think they're going to be the ones that get, but I don't want to speculate on that because we just don't know. We don't know about anything, but really, I think we're as close now of getting a Logan Porto than we ever have done. So happy days.
So we'll release this 29th of March. So checklist should be landing, you know, the next week or so, a couple of weeks, I'd imagine we'd have a checklist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe next time we record, we'll see what we've got. But yeah, that's the breaking news for this morning. So
before we go, happy birthday, Jamie.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have a lovely day.
I will, yeah, going to go and get some bits and bobs. So yeah, it's great. But yeah.
Have a lovely dinner.
I will, going to have steak dinner. And I'll see you later.
See you later, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Fuck's on scene.